Welcome to Mock the Geek. I'm your first host, Fastbeat, and we are here again for another week of lots of naughtiness and lots of bands on the week of Sega and Sonic news as that has been going on. So, joining me this week, we have Archangel UK.
Hello, everyone.
And we also have Jay Zeke.
Alrighty.
And this week's guest on their team is TallGuy91.
Hello, everyone.
Otherwise, we'll know them from Sonic Rex, no doubt. And on the other side, we have Roro Black.
Hello.
Hello. Joining and sitting promptly alongside him, obviously a few towns away, but Fija.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And he's a knob.
I'm on your team.
The reason I have to like you.
Alright, settle down, gentle hogs.
No. He's mine.
But he just insulted you.
And it's share.
It's tough love.
Yeah.
Actually, can we have all three members of their team? Because that will
win. It would if they weren't stroking their ego so much, but yes.
It's not just my ego I'm stroking.
Ahoy, hoy.
They don't just call you the one-armed man for no reason. The other hand is missing half the time. Where is it? Guesting on their side this week. All right, shut up. I'm going to replace Sven. Guesting on their side this week is Siriku.
Siriku, you're not cute enough to pull it off.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Siriku does have a voice, despite being masked over by Pingus, but yes. Say hello, Siriku.
Aran.
But I've already said what needs to be said.
Okay, let's move on then, you scoundrels. Okay, we're going to kick off with round one, and that is the initials round. The contestants have to guess what a set of initials stand for based on the news and events that have happened this week. So guys, what does SBCR stand for? Any guesses?
Is it... Oh, finally the storyline of Generations comes out. Sonic beaten, cheering Robotnik.
Is it Sonic batters Croatian Robotnik?
Is it Sega breaks into control room and finds the corpse of Vector and the source code for Sonic Extreme?
That's a long headline, man. What have you been writing?
Four initials as well.
It's not a proper wordy thing.
Is it the truth about the Sonic Boom community event? Whereas Summer of Sonic is a cute, fun, happy day. Where the Sonic Boom event is going to consist of Sega Begin community rape.
I personally thought it was Sega Buggers community representation.
I'm just going to go for a random one, and this is not going to get it right, but Sega Bakes Console. Roar!
Roar! I think it's Siraku brings cute Rory.
Is it Sonic Boldly Creams Rabbit?
That's where the name comes from.
Okay. Surely that's slightly more wrong than him and Elise.
It could be worse. She understands it. I've got two here that actually lead into each other. Which is
Sega Beats
Silver Bang Circus Ringmaster.
Silver Bang what?
Circus Ringmaster. Subsequently begins Chaos Reach Around.
Sega buys community representative.
Kevin. You get them on the shelf now, though.
Yeah.
Kev,
how much does it cost to hire you for a night again? Since a community representative.
Sonic buys Trombling Robotnik.
This is the first story about Chaos Cola. Sugary beverage causes ringworm.
I've had that before.
It's not fun, is it?
What sugary chaos? Probably both. Yeah. Ringworm and the sugary chaos.
Shadow blows, claims Robotnik.
Sven blows, claims Rory.
Is it because Summer of Sonic is drawing so close and Sven begins crying repeatedly? Poor Sven.
Shadow Bear's character, really?
Shadow has got to be the most flat-hand character ever.
I don't want to repeat what's going on in the IRC right now.
What's going on?
Don't look.
Shadow,
I think we're out on this one.
If you're not in the IRC room, get in there. Have some input into Mock the Geek, as it were.
Creationalism religion.
Everyone run for the hills.
Shadow beats Cream. Right.
Vega's big cups robot man.
I got a mixed opinion in the chat.
Shade begins comedy roadshow.
Should Big create a republic?
No.
All right, I'll make it a little bit more open. You can add lib a little bit. You can put an and or an or in there if you want. You know, it's not that restrictive.
I've been doing that since last week.
I've put an A in. It's good.
Well, the one that Peter did earlier was, you know, getting towards a paragraph. So, yeah, the ad libbing.
No, I did the main headline, you know, and then I did underneath the headline.
They did the byline, then you did.
What it is, you know, because obviously Sonic Generations is going to appeal to no one, and it's going to be so shit that Sonic's going to be out of a job for life. It's Sonic Begs for Chaos Rings. I need to feed my family. You don't have a family.
Shadow brings.
I need to buy my green contacts.
Is it Shadow brings his chaos rings?
Ooh. Is that for Sonic to get his green contacts?
That's the way. That's the way. Is it Shadow begins crap reunion?
Is it Sony breaks community respect?
They had community respect to begin with.
Okay, I'm going to be sad here and try and steer towards the correct answer. And is it Sonic Boom Community Reveal?
Oh, I think I'm going to give you that because it's close enough. Yeah, I mean, the SB kind of gives it away a little bit, yeah. I was looking for Sonic Boom Convention Revealed, which
convention
is pretty much...
Reveal.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
It's not a convention, it's a community day.
It's not a convention, no.
So I'm more right than you are, and you wrote the question.
Do we get double points?
Yeah, I want double points.
That would be Well, I've got my scoreboard here, and I'm going to keep it respectfully where it is, basically. Let's just say that.
Scoreboard.
There's a scoreboard. I've got to see who wins.
It's just behind you when you're at your computer. There's this big, this big tens of thousands of pounds spent on it, like an electronic scoreboard.
That's why he's so desperate to get the team name, so he can make his scoreboard completely...
I wish I had the money for it.
A nice lady to like spin the numbers around and stuff.
I'm sure there are plenty in the Sonic community who would be happy to oblige. Let's put it out there. Anyway, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, this is it. I mean, Sonic Boom Convention, or obviously Community Gathering, we'll revert to now. I've been corrected. Is obviously the first American Sonic Convention, so this is a big surprise, which was announced obviously in the last week.
Is it a big surprise? Is Big going to be there? Is he going to be there? I want to see him.
Well, I really don't care. I can't go.
Neither can I.
I want to see him realise.
Me and Phil will begin caring when someone starts paying for our plane flights.
Yeah.
So if you really want us to care about this, then you will pay.
If you want to see us there at X Convention, we will set up a PayPal donation site.
I like that they invited the creators of Summer of Sonic over.
Wait. All the creators.
It's like a royal visit or something. Yes, ambassador, come view it. Come check our progress.
They brought the original creator, and they brought his friend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this how it's going to work? They're going to drag you over there so that you can begin to point out everything they're doing wrong. Oh, look.
I'm not going over there.
Not you.
No, it's over. Sven is.
Sven
will be too busy being drunk.
Party vibes.
Do you know who I am?
And they responded, yes, we paid to get you over.
It's on your ticket.
It's
like, wait, you're not Mike Pollock?
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
I could be Mike Pollock, but if you know who I am...
It'll cost you, though.
It'll cost you.
It's your 5,000 rings.
5,000 rings, is that all? Excuse me a moment while I go and cash in some things, or some people. Whatever costs more.
But that's alright, we'll still let you through so long as you only have 7 rings in hand.
Only useful if you're in fact some sort of freak who has 2 extra fingers.
Well, 7 rings in hand.
I would explain where those 7 rings are put when they're actually in my hand, but you know, it might be a bit long to mention on this.
It's a magic trick, and you'll end up upsetting the magic circle if you tell me.
On this thing.
Technically, all men carry a ring at all times.
So do women, to be fair.
No, they carry 2.
Oh yeah, true.
That's why they call it the room shot.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Oh.
We're talking about
that, also that also explains put a ring on it.
Oh. Oh, God, no.
Touché to Kevin. That is a legend.
Now the song's in my head now. Thanks.
Every time you think that, you'll think of that now.
On that note. Okay, on that note, I think we'll move on to the next round, but the winners of that round is going to be Air UK, Jay-Z, and Tall Guy 91.
Hey.
Points to them.
Hooray!
Yay.
Right.
Wait, okay, no, fuck you.
Yeah, so we'll see who we get the losers get the sort of Pingus Award, I'd imagine, at the end of this show, so we'll sort of make something up for that, I think, in the next
episode. I think I got that last year at SOS.
So can dance,
and so many people recorded.
I know.
What's next in line, Quizmaster?
Okay. Right, next round is, if this is the answer, what is the question? We've got three topics to choose from, just like last week. I think we have Rory I chose last week, so I think we're going to hand it over to perhaps AUK. Perhaps obviously a team decision on this side, really, if you want to deliberate between you. But we've got three topics: money, industry, and games. Click one topic.
Money, industry, and games. What do you think, chaps?
Well, I'm always one for money, but that's just a typical Scots thing.
I would say it's up to you, but I would say either go for money or games.
Money or games? I see. Are we going to do more than one of these, Quizmaster?
Generally, we're going to do one each time.
I'd say go for money, maybe. But it's up to you, really.
Money or games? On that basis, we'll go for
which
industry.
Which one is... Oh, Kev. It's like when you vote in the UK, no matter what you vote for, everyone always ends up with what they don't want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Last week.
So what are we going for?
Industry, the one we don't want.
Industry, okay.
Here we go.
The answer is 10,000 square feet. What is the question?
Is it the size of Eggman's penis?
The amount of factory space by the United States of America is not using.
Is it by the time Eggman finally gets around to building his precious Eggman land, how much of this area will he have wasted? No, all of my efforts are wasted because of that wretched rapscallion hedgehog.
How tall is the pyramid in the desert made purely of ET games?
you're thinking of the hole they buried them in. They didn't make a pyramid out of it.
It's an inverse pyramid. Inverse pyramid. It goes down instead of up.
Yeah. All right.
How big is the banner I have erected opposite Sega Europe's building saying there is no hope?
Surrender now.
I'm presuming they've still not noticed it yet.
Or no, they probably haven't. Look, sorry.
How big is Kev Erect?
That's a bit personal.
10,000 square feet space for SOS 2011.
Shockingly, no, that's not it.
What do 4,000 residents of Cubeville possess? Think about it.
Is that the new edition of Minecraft?
No.
Oh, God. Shut up.
After Sonic getting a restraining order, how far does Amy have to stay away from him?
It could be, how far is the front path, and how much space does it take up to Sonic's front door? Could be quite a lot.
Because he could just run up to it.
Needs
how
a long
big
run,
are the planet spheres in Sonic 3?
Can I say the answer?
Is it how far we would need to crawl on broken glass for Sega to actually make a good Sonic game?
That's just not fair.
A bit harsh.
What is the equivalent to 929 meters squared?
Do you guys calculate
pretty much?
Something to do with the UK.
Worked it out.
Yeah, I will give you a hint. It is relating into something which has happened regarding to Sega this week.
Creative something assembly.
The amount of office space they've shut down.
That's absolutely right. Yes.
When was this?
It must have been in the last couple of days when I was reading, but it's actually a quote from GamesIndustry.biz. It's actually a quote that a press release to come from Sega stated that they actually invested in this much more space and creative assemblies offices, so they're going to add to it as well. Ironically, in some ways...
Is that Creative Assembly UK?
Yes.
All right.
Yep,
so definitely. Creative Assembly Australia, but I don't remember where it was.
Yeah, it's definitely the UK. A weird twist of fate. I mean, if you pick money, the answer was 45.5 billion yen, and that's Sega Sammy's profits in the last financial year.
No, it's not. That's how much T-Bird spends on hats every year.
Which is where that money goes. but yes, with the profits, perhaps they've gone, screw it, we'll add an extension, why not? Curve Conservatory, maybe? Yeah. little bit more. But yeah, well done. That is very incisive. That was the exact answer. So I will have to give points over to Vija, Roy Black, and Siriku. Well done.
Great.
Yeah.
Kev, why did you cheer for them?
Yeah.
Politeness. Nah. I cheered for you.
Shut up. I cheered for you.
So?
I never said you didn't.
Just because you cheer for us doesn't mean we'll cheer for you.
Screw you, guys.
I'm stuck in the middle. I don't know whether to cheer or boo, so I'll just leave out
you'll
of it.
Who knows? You will boo, or I will give you the most horrible job you can imagine.
I don't want anyone to hate me.
If you ever come back, it'll be a case of you may end up on our team, so you do not want to use that.
Honestly, you probably would.
I went Josh in the wrong way.
Shut up. Everyone shut up.
That's not nice, is it?
What was games?
Games was Streets of Rage and Golden Axe, which is very timid, and the answer to that was which two games have recently had their third incarnations released on the App Store and various other App Stores, I imagine, not just Apple's.
Also, but, which two non-Sonic games have recently received fan remake / fan games that have got decidedly different responses from Sega.
Yeah.
Why? What did the Golden Axe one get?
They've ignored it.
Oh.
But the Streets of Rage got taken down.
Yeah, I heard about the C&D.
Yeah, possibly due to the fact that
they were re-releasing
Streets of
Rage 2 the next day.
It's like, no. To be fair, I see that point.
Well, that's it. I mean, end of the day, it's business, I suppose. So, gotta do what they gotta do. So,
they gotta do what they gotta do.
This will become the show of very poorly made accents and impersonations, believe me. Not just because from me, from all of you as well.
Because we are awesome like that. We are number one at doing very bad impersonations. And everyone.
Andrew, you're actually very good at impersonations. You look exactly like Pat Sharp.
Funhouse.
Rory, you must have missed the Radio Redux where I distinctly proved that he looks like Mark Hamill.
Wait, when was this?
Or maybe a blend of the two.
There was a very specifically in the Star Wars Holiday Special. You look exactly like Mark Hamill.
Congratulations. So I look like Pat Sharp, I look like Axel from Streets of Rage, I look like Luke Skywalker in a Christmas special. If you have any other people that I look like, then please send me an email with the picture.
Oh, but it might explain why you've come to the joyous place of radio to hide your identity.
This is not for TV, it's already been copyrighted.
I wasn't meant in that way. It was more like, oh, I look like someone else. I wanted to just, you know, I want to be me. I don't want to look like
that's
someone else.
Basically, yeah, I just want to be me, end of. Please, I'll be happy then. If I could just be me, that'd be cool.
Right, okie doke.
No, because I am.
You're not on my team.
You want me, Jay?
To be me.
Okay, over in the UK, it's a bit of 10 o'clock, and that means pretty much halfway through the show, so we're going to go away for about a few minutes of a music break, and I promise it won't be anywhere near as long as last week's as well. We've got a couple of tracks just coming up now, really, so coming up, we've also got our happenings we'd like to hear around, and of course the beloved beatbox round. Don't go anywhere, you're listening.
Christ.
Oh, no!
We'll come back to that one, it shall be interesting. We'll be right back on Mock the Geek. Don't go anywhere. Okay, and welcome back to Mock the Geek, part two. So, we've got a few more things up our sleeve now, and indeed, I bet the guests have as well. So, we're going to come up with a round. We like to call happenings we'd like to hear. It's things that might happen in the Sega and Sonic universe, and the contestants are going to describe them, basically, and the funniest one wins. So, the first happening we'd like to hear, guys, is things Robotnik says to himself when he's alone.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
Is it when he's lying in bed? Lying in bed? Ah, Sonic, finally captured. You and I, together, at last. And then he wakes up and it was all such a sad dream.
Is it?
No, sexy beard.
Does he say, oh, I do, to come round for tea and something to eat?
Well, yes, I have crumpets for your disposal.
Why won't anyone come round for tea?
Tea, tea, why but I offer you tea.
I bet he basically looks himself in the mirror and goes, hello, you sexy thing. Your pingus is looking much nicer than ever.
Cut the monitors.
It's when he's looking
at load of this.
When he's looking in the mirror, looking in the mirror and cleaning his moustache. I think someone deserves a promotion.
Promotion? What for?
Promotion.
I think the problems all started with my father.
He was a wise man, but he beat me a little too hard. And suddenly,
it's not a good idea to drink during this round.
No, not a good idea.
I'm glad I bought that mirrored ceiling.
Everyone else
that just brings really disturbing images. Just
I like seeing Gamma's rear while we're going at it.
It could be something along the lines of, like, I wonder when was the last time I bought Slim Fast.
Oh dear.
Never.
Yeah. Speaking of slimming down, is it? Oh dear, I appear to have lost a few pounds. I guess I better eat some hedgehogs. And that is what he's really looking for Sonic for.
Maybe basically he's now giving up. He's like, why? I can't do it anymore.
Two hedgehogs, I hear the high in fat content.
But
I'm
they
not
are.
Fat, I'm big boned.
You know, that Sonic and Elise, they make a lovely couple.
But that's not fair.
It's all well and good having facial hair, but I want proper hair on my head.
I like
ooh,
being bald.
Diagnosis
ooh,
murder's on soon.
No, ooh, extreme engineering's on soon.
That's you. Or,
even better.
It's grand design. It's my very favourite.
You know, I don't even
grand
like
designs
eggs.
Designs with McCloud. Eggs.
Not bad. Okay.
Why does everyone think it's that hedgehog I want to capture? It's really his sexy little friend, Tails.
Oh, no, don't go there. Don't go there.
What a cute backside she has. Oh, snap. It's a boy. It's a trap.
Does my bum look big in it?
Your bum looks big in everything.
Finish?
No.
Just how old am I?
He runs in front of Scratch and Grounder, completely naked, flicking his hand around his crotch, going, Willy, 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 willy.
That's just funny in its own right, really.
That's a good point. Where does all this metal actually come from?
How can I afford all these gadgets and things?
BNQ?
Why did I burn down?
I could work for a living, but then I have this Robo Blaster.
You could be on a counterfeiting money. Bring around the counterfeit bot.
Robotnik on listening to us on one of those lonely nights. This podcast is crap.
He's just deciding which robot to pick. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the crap.
It's so funny because last week we had, we wanted Swear Robotnik out of some of this as well, and there's none of it this week.
We're trying to be polite.
No, we're not.
Oh, I could probably try.
Yeah. I remind our guests we are an explicit show, so go nuts.
Giant
Robotnik, you are a fucking idiot.
Every time.
Why can't I catch that damn hedgehog?
Okay.
Motobot, you will wear the leather. You will wear the leather.
Ooh.
Next time I'll do it. Next time. Yes, you will. Yes, I will. I will do it next time. Yes.
Did I leave the gas on?
Should I buy the rubber or the PVC?
Wrong. Wrong again. The wrong of the better, it seems, points at the moment. Okie doke. Okay, I think we're going to move on to the next round there, so okay, I've got my notes down for that one. Not bad, not bad. Okay, the next happening we'd like to hear is unexpected things we need to find upon entering the Knight's World. On Sonic this time.
Oh, God. So,
your knowledge of Knight's World will be tested.
It's me, Mario!
Coherent gravity.
Me,
caramel
dancing.
Stupid bastard. Reality. Hi, I'm Barry Scott. Are you having bad nightmares? Then try Sinite Bang.
Oh,
yeah, you see this A-Life shit?
Bang and reload.
This was what. This became fucking KOs, didn't it, you twat?
An ocean? Must be a wet dream.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
To enter, please press this button and sign our petition.
Welcome to Aperture Experiments.
Welcome to Nights into Dreams. Over here, you will find nothing. Over here, you will find nothing. For now, it's time for the torture.
Would you like to visit our sister universe, Nights into Days?
That means a comatose.
Yeah, what would that be like? Nights into the Days so, compared to the Nights.
Actually, there's a point you enter. What would really be in Nights World now with the amount of dreams that Digi and Trippy have been having? You go in, Winter of Nights. Finally!
Finally!
Makes a sort of opposite sentence in a way.
Unexpected things to find upon entering the Nights World. Well, a capital I for a start.
Nights? What?
Sounds like a South African commentary. Nights!
Nights! Oh.
I'm so glad you guys came back in my world.
Mr. Better, get away! You are no match for him, my son. Now run or he'll dualize your bum. What terrible.
Things you wouldn't expect to see in Nights World. A child dog vendor.
Yes!
I knew you. For those who don't get the joke, someone made an epic typo on the Facebook page for Summer of Sonic. Go and look up your child dog knowledge now.
Yes.
They're tasty and they're sweet. They're really good to eat. They are what will make Summer of Sonic a real good treat.
Child of God, what can I say? Love them or hate them, either way. Eat them slowly, make them last. Having them at SOS would be a blast.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it needs more rapping out.
The bosses are Knights of Time weird, but you know, I suppose, you know, anything's possible. But yeah, Knights as a whole is a very unusual concept, but that's obviously its kind of a key point when it came up, but yeah.
Hi, welcome to my dream.
It comes to like Inception, yeah.
Something you wouldn't find in Knights into Dreams, the Egg Carrier.
Something you wouldn't find inside Knights into Dreams, another dream.
It's they a trap.
God of destruction.
Unexpected
you
things
see,
to find.
On this dream, on this dream level, we can actually be harmed. But if we go down to the next dream level, we can actually find the other knights and bring him back up to this level. But if that doesn't work,
Leonardo
we'll go down
DiCaprio.
To another dream level. As we keep
you
going down
that
these fucking
levels,
it gets more complex.
Unexpected things to find upon entering the Knights World. A massive wrench. Sorry, Phil.
I'll kill you later.
Yay. Welcome to Dreams into Knights.
It's so dark here.
I still think it should.
Bin Laden, why are you here?
Welcome.
So that's where he was hiding all this time.
Welcome to
Shamal.
It could be a welcome. Welcome to Knights. Please enter your password. Please remember, it is case sensitive.
Welcome to Summer of Sonic. please take a bag and get out.
Sonic fan in, Sonic fan in. Knights, hang on, let me search it. Boo, boo. Oh, come on, come to one side. Security's not like that at all at Samurai Sonic.
We're sorry to announce the 1605 Dream Journey to Knights Dreams has been delayed. And I totally cocked up on that, so I apologise.
Blame Sonic Team.
Delayed by approximately 12 years due to a lack of sequel on the line.
Alright, okay, okay. One last shot, okay, and we'll close up the round, I think. Any more takers?
Things you wouldn't find in Knights in the Dream. A decent hat shop.
Oh, T-Bird would be so disappointed. There are no hats!
Yeah, next up on the game, customizable hats for your Knights character.
Unexpected things to find upon entering the Knights world. Me!
No, me, Caramel Dancing.
For many people, that is a dream.
That is not a dream, it is a nightmare. It's a nightmare of Phil's face getting gradually closer and closer and closer as he caramel dances into the infinite. It's so horrible.
A giant bottle of porn.
But yet, somewhere dancing on top of Wise Man's hands.
Oh, rhyming, it could have Shadow there, for example. And Shadow of his, like, Shadow of his gun. Now, go back to your own world before I use it. Right, let's put my poor attempts at comedy aside and let's close up the round. I'm going to give the points that time to AUK, JZ, and Tourguy91.
Too sexy for my shirt.
Bow. Alright, settle down, Wonder Men.
Actually, shall we have that as our team, though?
Can our team name be Right Said Kev?
Yes. We are Right Said Kev and we are hardcore as hell.
I think before we even get the end of the series of Mock the Geek, we'll eventually have a team name, really, and then you'll get the points who gets the best one. At this rate, at least, anyway, really.
Yeah, points for the best team name, I like that.
If it takes a good 20 episodes plus, then yeah. Okie doke. Right, so that leaves us with our beloved beatbox round. So, contestants have been not looking forward to this round by the sounds of things. I'll tell you what, just to make things even, I'm going to flip a coin, and this will be fair because you can hear me flip the coin.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, seeing as I ask Kevin, I'm going to ask Rory, heads or tails, mate?
Yeah?
On the coin, heads or tails, mate? Because you're going to decide who goes first out of doing the beatboxing.
Coin, no! Heads or tails?
I'm tails.
It's tails. Okay, do you want to go first or do you want to let the other team go first?
We'll go first. Get it out of the way.
Okay, and decide.
Oh,
right, we'll add on to a note
just
now
leave
that
me in pain.
Okay, there's a change to the Blood Beat Rocks round now in the sense that both of our regulars have one track each to perform and the guests will have to guess what it is. If they fail to get it, it'll be passed over to the other team. So, between you guys, obviously decide who's going first and you have one track each. Obviously, we'll play what it is afterwards as well. In your own time, though, Rory and Vija, beatbox tunes.
No, you go. Alright, I'll go first just to get it out the way.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, alright. let's get this train rack moving. Right, in 3, 2, 1. Da 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 da. Okay, got it from that. Please.
Why don't you chorus in Eurovision?
Please don't go down that route. Okay, I'm hoping it's also the track which we were discussing. That it is, hopefully, that track as well.
I think it is.
To be honest, if it's the one I'm thinking of, that sounds... I was struggling to guess what that was, if it's the one I'm thinking of. So. Oh, okay, that so that leaves Rory and obviously Suriku. What do you reckon that was?
If the guy who gave him the song to sing doesn't know what it is, I think it's going to be a problem.
Well, we discussed before and we agreed what it was.
Yeah.
Well, what does Suriku think it is?
Suriku, your turn.
I have half an hour to search through YouTube.
Jesus, so we have to wait half an hour until he has to do
I'm glad I'm not the one guessing this.
Phil, can you do us a favour, Phil, and do it again so we can just double check?
Yeah,
I'll do it again. I'll try to mix it up this time.
Just for Vija, we'll let him do it one more time.
Phoenix!
Happy hardcore mix now. Come on, Phil.
Dubstep.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I reckon you've got it. We are talking about the same track because I got that now. Yeah, where are you going with that? Okay.
I still have no idea.
Can you whisper me the answer?
This is going to be a tricky one. Not even anyone in the IRC can get this. I mean, they can't guess anything.
I think he passes.
hang on. I'm going to guess as Sonic 06.
Really?
I don't know.
I'll open it up to Rory, seeing as it's on the same team. We can't do that because of what we did earlier.
You gave them the two tracks.
No, I was just thinking, like, it makes fair to let the rest of the team do it.
I'm going to make a guess now.
No, you're a complete shot in the dark.
Pass it. Rory can't do it because of what we did earlier. Okay, let's just put that down to bad planning and just sort of move on. I'm going to hand it over to the other team now because
I've got no idea.
Is it the theme tune to Wheel of Fortune?
A good guess.
Oh, we haven't cleared. I'm going to guess Crisis City for no other reason than...
No. Oh, no one can get it. Okay.
I'm just going to name a random game.
Yeah, have a guess at least.
Shit, is it anything from Sonic Labyrinth, a game I've never played since I don't recognise the tune?
Ooh. This early on in the series, I'm not that harsh.
Can I ask for a clue? What decade is it in?
Yeah, that'd be about it.
Late 90s.
Late 90s.
Is it Sonic Adventure?
Yes.
Well, you've got to guess the track.
No way, Sonic Adventure. Oh god, what is it?
I'm not giving you points if you give any more clues than that.
I can.
Is it Dilapidated Highway?
You've had a rendition.
Is it Mystic Road?
Nobody's guessing it.
This is it, though. We've got to move on now.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Rory's turn.
Okay, basically, yeah, that's it. Okay, no one gets a point there. Cause, that's it, okay. Yeah, it wasn't a Sonic Adventure 1, and it is from Winnie Valley and the Air. So this is how it sounds.
Wait, what? See, now you... Now...
That song I hear all the time on my iPod. How the heck did I not get it?
Why, thank you.
Unfortunately, Andy, Phil was only doing it in one note. That was actually a very accurate rendition, Phil.
All right. I don't know if you're being honest there, Robert.
Right, okay, guys, we should move on now because we're getting limited with time. Okay, that leaves Rory doing his track.
You listening, Suriku? Here we go. You've got to guess a game.
Sonic 2?
There you go. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's all good. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. So that's how Metropolis sound, and that's what it sounds like.
Oh,
I think my team's the same. I think I'm just relying on Kev to be awesome.
To be fair, that's not a hard thing for him to do.
I know it's not a hard thing for him to do, which is why I can rely on him so easily.
Have you then noticed that's why they didn't put me and Kev on the same team and you two on your own?
Because we were on the same team, we'd just steamroll.
That's why you're not on the same team.
Phil, do you ever get the feeling they might be subliminally insulting us?
I don't, possibly.
I see. Should we defend ourselves?
Don't hurt.
No, that's not worth defending ourselves.
It's Rick, you are just standing here going, yeah.
The thing is, we've got nothing to defend with. They're right.
If you want to move teams, I'm the guy to take it up with. I made the teams, it's up to you if you want to change it, but I thought that was sort of a fair
impasse. Oh, you don't fucking change it, I'm happy with Kevin.
Oh, fine. I'll just go then and leave you to do the show.
We're fine with this. Who's doing it first on our side then?
Yep, okay.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, okay, and JZ, who's going first?
Let's have a look.
JJ, you go first. Come on, then. Bring it on.
Bravely volunteered.
I bravely get volunteered.
Get out of the way, son.
Oh, let's do it. Come on, Jay. Do it. I'm ready.
Right. Just do me a favor, though. Imagine there's like a noise in the background over what I'm actually doing.
You're not allowed to do that. Get on with it.
You need to sneeze in between, mate.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
And remember, there's a tuba and three violins.
I'm confused.
And it's called this.
Make use of your orifices.
Right.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
We'll move on from that part. Come on.
That's fine. Just get it on. Let's do it.
Let's go. Do 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 do
Oh no!
Okay, yeah, I think that's enough.
No, I know the song. Oh no!
It's for some reason, I got Donkey Kong in my head.
Right, the game. If can I get half point for this? If I guess the game.
What's okay? No. What's the game? What's the game? Come on.
From Sonic 3.
Yeah. And the song. Is Yaron? Come on.
I don't think.
Think.
I think we said this last week because there's only set number of zones, so it's got to be one of them. But I got to take your first answer. So,
use your brain. What is the song?
Use your words.
Come on.
Is it? Oh God. Okay. Shit. Launch. Launch base zone.
A little bit more. I'm gonna be cheeky. I'm gonna give you half a point for that because it's Act Two. But yeah, you struggled. You're so close. So I'm gonna be reasonable. Give you half a point.
I'm so
there.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, not a bad rendition, Jay.
Dude, seriously, Jay, that was good because I knew the song, but I just didn't know the name until it. Ugh.
To be fair, though, Sonic 3...
I've just thought of something, actually. Should we actually make it a rule that if it's a case of, like, somebody guesses the wrong act, it's not thrown over, because otherwise that's, like, instant win for the other side.
Yeah.
So, it's like half
we haven't done that yet, but yeah. Good point. But, yeah, to be fair, actually, that actually acts, because you were saying, oh, I need a sort of beat in the background as well. It doesn't so much have that as much as Act 1 does, at least, anyway. But this is what it sounds like to everyone.
It's still got the...
Yeah, it's good, obviously, you have something to keep the rhythm in the background. So, yeah, but this is what it sounds like for everyone listening.
The pressure is on to Kev.
Come on, Kev.
Come on, Kev.
Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev.
Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev.
Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev.
Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on,
Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on, Kev. Come on,
Andy, there's a very, very good chance you'll get this. Okay.
Right, I'm closing my eyes actually for this.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
In fact, just
one in advance. Okay.
Just as a rule, I think I may, when it comes to this round, I may kick the people from the Sonic Stadium chat room, just as a rule, the guests, so that they can't read the IRC. And people type.
That might be a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Just as a rule, so just for the people who are about to get kicked, it's not that I hate you.
Okay, can I just, shall I start?
Yeah, just do it. Come on, man, let's do it. Team rep, team
rep. And if you don't get it from that.
Let me see.
That was bumping, man. Yeah.
This was on Radio Redux previously, wasn't it? This was previously on Radio Redux, wasn't it? And it was on a bonus song, wasn't it, Kev?
Yeah, I think so.
It may have been.
Yes, I think I sung it. Okay. Well, is it from Sonic Adventure? And is it Run Through the Speed Highway?
That's Run Through the Speed Highway.
That's correct. Yeah. And just for everyone at home, this is what it sounds like. Okay, so we're back.
It's mainly because
briefly for a
when you while. when you did a do 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 do, I was like, oh crap. And then when you went do 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 do, I was like, hang on, I know this.
Yeah.
There's that bit at the beginning where it always goes.
And then it just starts.
And then it started.
That was quite good. That was good effort.
For kind of sounds like.
But Phil, I sang it as a bonus song, so it doesn't count.
You if still it sang it.
I still sang it.
Yes, but that's like saying you've heard the song in your lifetime because you
have. But he sung it, so it's a case of he'll know it better.
Let's blame the host for picking the song then.
I am blaming the host for picking the song.
He picked the songs before Radio Redux, and I played it before.
Yeah.
You know,
generally, unfortunately, I'm not listening into your show because I'm generally preparing this show, so I'm not picking up what's been played.
I think we won that round, didn't we? Because we got like one and a half.
One and a half.
Mm. Well,
he's won.
It's utterly random as well, really. I mean, the songs at least, anyway, not the sort of points. that pretty much brings us up to the end of the show, as far as everything goes. So that does mean we've got a winner. Obviously, a winner for this week as well, and it is indeed AAUK Jay-Z and Tall Guy 91.
Oh yes!
By a comfortable
good news,
lead
Andy,
as well,
you
so.
Get to live.
Hooray! Wait, what?
You had to kill SJ.
Bad news, Andy, you're still doing the shit jobs at SOS.
I like to see you try and give me the shit jobs, man.
You already agreed to them the moment we found out you were younger than me.
Oh, I'd love to bring the beatboxing into Summer Sonic, you know? Perhaps not on the stage.
Josh will be deciding who's doing the job.
I wonder who's going to get the crap jobs now.
Still you.
Ah, damn it.
Excellent. Yes. Right. So yeah, that's us for another week as well, really. We'll draw it to close. We're overrun by 6 minutes, but well, hey, no one's on after us, but meh. But
I think Dark Speeds is planning to do a show now, actually.
Mm. Well, we are having a repeat next on Sega Sonic Radio, so if you've just tuned into Radio Sega and wanted to catch it, you can catch the repeat heading over on Sega Sonic Radio now, if you do want to catch the entire show, or the podcast will be added tomorrow as well, actually, I'll get onto them in a minute, in fact. So, yes. Okay, well, that's the second episode of Mock of the Week. We're going to toodle off and get back to another week of fun fandom, I think. But
yes,
it's good.
Fun fandom.
Who won?
La 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 la.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it
to
that.
Kevin won by half a point.
Yeah, Kevin won by half a point.
Well, if we did, I'm so glad I actually got that half point.
It does bring you to one all in the series so far, I think, as well. So obviously we'll have a winner of the series as well. So, yeah.
Unless it's a draw.
Winner gets gifts, loser gets pingers.
Well, if it comes to a draw, it has to do the most manliest thing you have to do. Rock, paper, scissors.
Lizard, Spock.
Rock, paper, scissors over Skype. That's going to be good.
Or play Skype bingo. It's, you know, that could determine it. Providing no one hacks the bloody game, and it's all fine.
I'm not turning the show into gala bingo. All right, love, we've got another number coming up here. Okay. 22.
Well, the sex.
Of course, you would get the lowest quote with Sheila's wheels.
Does Sheila's wheels have to open it up to men now, actually?
They already did. They already had to, but they just never advertised it.
All right, I've always used their adverts. This is bloody sexist. Why is this still allowed?
To be fair, though, it does balance out because women aren't allowed to eat Yorkies.
I'd rather have cheapest car insurance, to be honest.
I wouldn't. I don't drive and I like chocolate.
If you want cheap car insurance, go compare. I'll stop that.
Yes, dude.
The last thing we need on the show is to go compare, man. Really not. But okay.
It just bangs into the group chat. I am here.
If you do that, I will do to you what Jimmy Carr done to the Go Compare man.
Yes, I know. And I will probably enjoy it.
He did. Jimmy Carr certainly did.
Okay, look. Right. Well, it's it's good night from me, Fastby, and it's good night from AUK, Roy Black, Bija, Jay Z, Tour Guy 91, and Siriku. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week at 9:30 on Radio Sega. Don't forget to catch us then, and don't forget to catch us on Sega Sonic Radio if you do want to catch the show again. Goodbye.
Good morning.
Bye.
Oh, that was it. Thank you.